We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's Big Kev talking about Deshaun Watson. It was weird. He talked yesterday. When they talk, it's supposed to clarify things. And I thought things came off pretty clear. Did you? Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought so, too.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought so, too. Now, the only thing I'm surprised is that we haven't seen video of Deshaun Watson throwing a bunch. Because he says he's throwing how many times a day, and all these players today.
Well, hold on. I know that came off. Owen just looked at me.
You want to redo that?
I'm not saying they're doing like they're dance. It's got to
obviously
be
it has to look like a Mr. Perfect video where he throws it and then it cuts.
Yes, it has
to
be
the receiver.
He has his own thing. Well, it has to be a theatrical performance.
Now, hold
that's
on.
What I meant by
we
that.
We did talk about cutting our teeth in the business. So when you have to, when you start out shooting minor league baseball or any kind of baseball at a very lower level, it's only you. There's a one camera shoot.
Yep.
So you would go there, and we were taught, all right, get one good pitch in each inning from the pitcher, and then you can take some creative liberties to show the windup and the pitch. And now from then on, you're showing it from the batter's point of view, and you'll piece them together. And I said, well, what happens if that first pitch is taken for a ride and it's a home run? You go, well, you miss it. You just don't get it because you're focused on the pitcher and the follow-through. You keep it on there, and then you piece it together. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. How can you do it? Lo and behold, that's how everybody does it. That is how everybody who's
I'm already confused.
Minor league baseball, you are piecing together the wrong pitch with the wrong hit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A pitch from the first inning with a strikeout from the fourth.
Right, because you have to be able to have it look somewhat in a broadcastable way.
So let me get this straight.
They aren't shooting coverages for that stuff?
I never knew this. So is this like... just like De Niro in Casino when he like gets in the car and they quickly put in like the dummy and then blow up the car.
Yeah, right.
And it's got like fake hair and stuff and it kind of looks like De Niro, but when you slow it down, it's like, that is a dummy. This is ridiculous.
They've gotten a little better at this through the years.
Okay. I could have fooled me. I never realized that. So, okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's all I meant by it's like it'll probably be a theatrical performance set to music and all that stuff.
But I'm surprised
because everything's a movie and all that.
That was the only thing is I'm surprised Deshaun Watson showed a bunch of workouts and he looked good. And it's like, wow, Watson's looking good. I'm surprised they said yesterday he's made hundreds of throws per day. I'm just surprised we haven't seen a hype video for them because that's what every player does now.
Eventually, we will get that. We will get that from him.
Like a teaser video.
Yeah. But he spoke yesterday, and I thought, okay, like when he spoke at the restaurant he was opening, and he said he's going to be good to go for week one, I'm sitting there going, all right, I got you on the record. It's not necessarily good enough for me because, I mean, you've said you're going to be good before, and things have changed.
But I feel way better about it
today
I did a month ago.
Yes.
When, I mean, every time I'm listening to Dustin Fox talking about the glenoid injury, panics me.
I'd rather listen to him talk about it than all those... Those damn doctors have never worked on him, sitting there telling about it. So he did speak about where he's at in his recovery process.
Yeah, we just put a process that can ramp up and that's just right for right timing to come back and be able to be full go. And I think in this process right now, it's all about load management and not doing too much, even though I probably could. Yeah, we just make sure that we take it day by day and we do exactly what everyone came on months before, got on that call, and we put the plan together just to make sure we're on the right track.
This is what got our media brethren a little bit worked into a shoot here on when he was asked when he's going to be 100%.
I'm not sure. I mean, the plan is to come back whenever they feel like, and I feel like we're on the same page that we're ready. So there's not a timeline or a date that we have that this is when I'm going to be 100%. You know, it's just kind of how the process, it can be sooner than later. It can be later than soon, you know. So I think it's just really depending on how each landmark we hit and how fast we can get it and how my shoulder's reacting. So
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is where
The one that got people scared?
No, this is where I think a lot of people started to get a little bit worked up, because he was asked if the injury happened before Baltimore.
It's possible. I'm not sure. He was just amazed how I was able to play those 2 weeks, dealing with what the pain, especially for what he's seen over his years with baseball guys, not really football guys, but baseball guys that kind of dealt with, you know, shoulder injuries.
They pressed him a little bit further. This is the final one we'll play for you here. He was asked when he was injured.
I don't really remember. I was just, of course, from the Tennessee game, I was dealing with, you know, just shoulder injuries. So no one knows when it actually happened or when that bone actually came apart. I knew for sure in Baltimore, though, because I heard some clicking sounds. And that's one of the indicators that, you know, something is wrong with that joint.
If I'm not mistaken, that's about 7 weeks. About 7 weeks with that bye week, where you go from week 3 to, I think, week 10 of what it was. Week 10 against Baltimore, when that finally gave out, he said he heard clicking after the Tennessee game. Now, remember, after the Tennessee game, he was out against Baltimore. And I think there's a little bit like there were some people going after the medical staff, which, again, I think that what we're seeing here, and let me set this out for everybody. There are some people going, he's got his money, he's fine. I don't know, man. If he's willing to flat out basically say, I'm good to go, I'm not going to accuse him of lying, but if he's willing to flat out say, I'm good to go, and take it all the way to the Baltimore game, which the Baltimore game became a mess for everybody involved, including Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and then force his way back when he was not ready against the Indianapolis Colts. He was not ready against the Colts to play in that football game physically. And he came back in that game and played against the Colts and did terribly before he got hurt again. And then he was out in the next game and then came back against Arizona. There was some discomfort, it seemed to be, against Arizona, which was mentioned here. And then he comes back against Baltimore, and then he's officially broken up. I mean, that's three separate occasions here where it could have been shutdown time for Deshaun Watson at that moment, and it wasn't there until it finally was. So I'm not going to accuse the guy of just taking his money and walking away from the football team. Can't do that, because now I got three separate occasions of this. But while that's good, it does leak in going, well, he said he was good to go before. And he wasn't good to go before. So if he says he's going to be good for week one, but he doesn't know if he's ever going to get to 100%, we don't know when we're going to see him actually participate in Brown stuff where it's going to be a ramp-up period, I think that does lend some people to go, well, I'm getting a little bit nervous about this. When I hear a guy talk, I can't feel worse about the coming situation if he's saying the things that I do want to hear. And I want to hear that he's recovering.
I took him at his word
And yesterday. I want to hear that he's going to be okay for week one.
I took him at his word yesterday with also understanding and acknowledging that the shoulder is as delicate, something that of any, I guess you'd put it right up there with the pitchers and their elbows. Like, this is complicated. This is something that was always going to be a have to wait and see. Mm. I felt better after what I heard yesterday. I recognize that some people did not, just because I think he couched it. I don't think he wanted to make any guarantees there at the end when he was talking about, hey, could be ahead of schedule, might not be ahead of schedule. I just think they don't know until you get in live game action and he's throwing the football. This is a little bit of a wait and see, but it always was. When the minute I heard glenoid and did any kind of Googling, it was something I was a little nervous about. But I felt better after what I heard yesterday.
Coming up at 7:45, two-second trivia. You win a four-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. You can feed the whole family with Roman burgers. It's going to be fantastic. But you must get two questions right in 2 seconds each. That's why we call it two-second trivia. Up next, somehow Donovan put more pressure on the Cavs this weekend. And Lyman thinks I'm being a fuddy-duddy about it now. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.